Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Churches are facing harassment and closure in Sri Lanka. Sarla Mahara is the South Asia Director of Christian Aid Mission. She explains.
In the southern part, especially where the more Buddhist population is, we are seeing more hostility towards Christians, and there have been several attacks, pastors being beaten up.
So is persecution happening more, or is it just being reported more? Both, says Mahara, which means the gospel is going forward too. Plus,
I think there's been a new unity among the evangelicals and more awareness of who's where and how these attacks are happening.
Prayer and funding are vital to growth. More at our website. Next, an historic leaders meeting in Kenya is yielding results. Global Advance says 98 leaders representing over 15,000 churches got together for a conference in April. Among other things, they committed the fourth Sunday in June as Gospel Sunday. Rural churches are reporting their greatest harvest in years. Pray the gospel would keep advancing in Kenya. And there's an epidemic gripping one U.S. population. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries calls it a spirit of suicide. RHM's On Eagle's Wings teams are taking it on this summer. Armed with a message of hope through Christ's salvation, Native youth are reaching out to their peers on 10 reservations. Your support makes this outreach possible. There's a link at our website where you can help financially. There's also a free prayer guide.
Our prayer warriors are the air cover for the ground troops that are about to land deep in enemy territory. Their prayer will really determine the outcome.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Vision Beyond Borders is making available the documentary Trafficked. It's an original documentary on human trafficking and how you can make an eternal difference. Get your free copy of Trafficked by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.